It's the 13th of November. I'm David Clark, and here's your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A war memorial in Bedfordshire has recently been recognised with special listing status. The Flitwick War Memorial, located at King's Road and Station Road, was awarded a Grade 2 listing from Historic England. It was among seven in the East of England to receive the distinction. The monument, founded in 1920, honours the sacrifice of 29 soldiers who lost their lives in World War I. 14 additional names from those who served during World War II were later added. Lord Parkinson, the Arts and Heritage Minister, said, "I'm glad that these memorials are being listed so that names they proudly bear will live forevermore." A 16-year-old boy was accused of fatally stabbing 25-year-old Ashiz Sakdeev Nahar at Jubilee Park in Bedford has changed his guilty plea to the higher charge of murder. The young man, who is currently being held at Feltham Young Offenders Institution, will be sentenced on the 20th of December for the late June knife attack. Abusive chanting by some Luton fans referencing the Hillsborough tragedy at last week's game towards the Liverpool side may be subject to disciplinary action by Luton Town Football Club. The majority who did not participate instead contributed to raising £21,000 for survivors of the incident. The Hillsborough Survivors Support Alliance, in a post on X, formerly Twitter, thanked Hatters fans who donated, saying that their actions helped restore our faith. Elderswell Retirement Village will welcome the performance of Ella Jones on the 7th of December in Turvey from 10 a.m. to noon. The singer was made famous for his rendition of the song Walking in the Air from the festive cartoon The Snowman. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.